currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Erica Sanford. The City of Kirkland released its preliminary 2013-2014 budget this week, laying out its proposal for municipal funding over the next 2 years. While drafting the current budget document, City Manager Kurt Triplett focused significantly on the results of a community survey conducted earlier this year. The citizen survey is conducted every 2 years, and findings are presented to the City Council as a first step in the budget adoption process. The survey seeks to gauge citizen satisfaction with the level and quality of services they receive from the city. Triplett worked hard to align the budget recommendations and opportunities for improvement that were clearly indicated in the survey. The city manager and departments were also mindful of the City Council's goals and made every attempt to orient the budget towards accomplishment of these goals. Decisions to be made in the budget will be incorporated into the work plan for the upcoming biennium. According to City Finance Director Tracy Dunlap, this is the city's first budget after the annexation of the Finn Hill, North Juanita, and Evergreen Hill neighborhoods. She described this budget approval process as a recalibration, giving the city a new financial starting point. Dunlap said the task was not easy. This is the third budget cycle that has forced cuts to city services or staff to close the gap between revenue and expenses. The City Council will be holding study sessions to discuss the budget on October 25th and November 7th, and possibly November 13th. The Council will also hold public hearings on November 7th and November 20th, where the public can address the Council about the preliminary budget. To help understand the budget process, the city has created Budget Bylines, an online publication that talks about the various discussions and actions of the City Council as it completes the budget adoption process. To read current editions of Budget Bylines and to receive future ones via email, go to kirklandwa.gov/budgetbylines. To view the preliminary budget, go to kirklandwa.gov/budget. Each October, the City Council proclaims the first week in the month as Walk Your Child to School Week, and council members do just that. They walk your child to school. Kirkland Mayor Joan McBride was at Mark Twain Elementary School this year to emphasize the importance of the event to the city.
Well, we are thrilled to be here. We love watching our children walk safely to school. We are very much in support of safe school walk routes. And we think that these schools, our local schools that care deeply about this, have a celebration around safe walking.
Walk Your Child to School Week is an annual event with over 4,000 communities participating across the U.S. In Kirkland, this annual tradition is a reminder of the city's commitment to safe school walk routes. But educators and parents like Monica Weaver see many positive aspects of the week-long event.
It's to be healthy, to reduce short car rides, help keep the environment clean, reduce congestion, promote safety. So there's a lot of purposes, and it's just a lot of fun.
Over the last 2 years, more than $2.3 million, nearly half of which is state and federal grants, has been invested by Kirkland in new and improved sidewalks and crosswalks in the pre-annexed portion of the city. This has provided new segments of sidewalk near 7 elementary schools and crosswalk improvements near 4 elementary schools. This year, the city has requested state funding for similar improvements at Carl Sandburg Elementary School in the Finn Hill neighborhood. Drop, cover, and hold on. This is exactly what more than 200,000 King County residents did as they participated in the 2012 Great Washington Shakeout on October 18th at 10:18 a.m. The event was coordinated by the State Emergency Management Division and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The goal of the shakeout was to teach Washington residents what to do in the event of a big earthquake. When a large earthquake begins, you should drop to the ground, take cover under a desk or table, and hold on until the shaking stops. You should also cover the back of your neck with your hands to protect yourself from falling debris. For emergency preparedness tips for yourself, your home, and business, visit kirklandwa.gov/prepare or call the Office of Emergency Management at 425-587-3650.
Awesome.
More than 215 volunteers and 500 donated hours made this year's Eastside Food Drive a complete success. Volunteers spent two Saturdays in September stationed at grocery stores around Kirkland and collected nearly $2,000 and more than 14,000 pounds of food. These numbers more than double total amounts collected in 2011 and 2010. The food and money collected will provide 11,332 meals to be distributed through Hope Link's Totem Lake Food Bank. Donation of food and money can still be given at any Hope Link facility. For more information, go to hope-link.org. As you prepare for your own marathon of cooking events this holiday season, the city would like you to try something different. Recycle your cooking oil into biodiesel. For more on this, we go to Kirkland's Recycling Programs Coordinator, Kelly Farron, with another installment of Ask Kelly.
Dear Kelly, sometimes after cooking, I have leftover cooking oil and grease. What is the best way to dispose of it? You can now recycle your used cooking oil and grease. Just bring your used cooking oil to a tank at the North Kirkland Community Center in the north end of the parking lot. The North Kirkland Community Center is located at 12421 103rd Avenue Northeast. Cooking oil can wreak havoc on drains and pipes and is a valuable resource we want to keep out of the landfill. Recycling your used cooking oil is the best way to dispose of it. From the tank, a Seattle company, General Biodiesel, collects the used cooking oil, converts it to a biodiesel fuel, and then distributes it to local fleets. Here are a few tips for transporting your used cooking oil. Store your cool used cooking oil in a clear plastic jug. Make sure to put the oil in a container that allows for easy pouring. Then bring your container to the tank and pour it in slowly to make sure not to splatter. Only put used cooking oil in the collection tank. No motor oil is allowed. If you have any questions, please contact Kirkland's Recycling Hotline at 425-587-3812 or by email at recycle@kirklandwa.gov. Thank you for your continued efforts in recycling in Kirkland.
Thank you, Kelly. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland.